It's WDUN's Mornings on Main Street with Bill May.
844 here at North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN, Caleb Hutchins, John Clark filling in for Bill Main here on Mornings on Main Street, getting you into your Monday. A little bit of a cloudy Monday, but hopefully your day is a little brighter than the weather.
And right now we have joining us in a couple of seconds,
Camp from Edward Jones, and there's a new poll out that says 27% of Atlanta area residents plan to retire later because of COVID-19. Jennifer, I got to tell you, I thought the percentage might be a little bit more, but delve into this study a little bit.
Sure. So it's interesting. We started this study right around when the pandemic started, and COVID's disruptive force brought to light several things, including what you just mentioned, that in the Atlanta metro area, 27% of folks feel like they're going to have to postpone their retirement. But it's also brought into light a couple of different things as well. First of all, families are growing closer together. I mean, in some cases, we really had no choice but to grow closer together. But during your 50s and early 60s are really considered your high income earning years. And this is when people sock away a lot of money for their retirement. Now, if people are not getting bonuses, even if they're lucky enough to continue working, or temporary pay cuts or temporary being furloughed, a lot of different disruptive factors happening during this pandemic, as we've all experienced. Something else that's Something else that's come to light, which we uncovered, is that approximately 24 million Americans are providing financial support to their adult children, and up to 70% of those up to their detriment of having financial issues in retirement. So it's interesting what this pandemic has brought to light.
Now, are you getting more people coming into you, more of your clients asking you, hey, what do we have to do? Do you have to sort of shift gears and re-strategize in many cases right now?
In some cases, yes, but a holistic approach to retirement planning covers not only finances, but health, family, and purpose, and that's part of what this survey uncovered. But I have clients coming in that are being offered early retirement packages, so they want to see if they're able to take advantage of that. But part of planning is making sure that we have enough emergency cash on hand for the unexpected. And that's exactly what came out of the blue, was this pandemic. It was the unexpected.
Yeah, and I guess people are probably having to use up some of those funds now, too. And but one good thing, though, is the stock market has been doing very well. So that helps buoy it a little bit, well, quite a bit, actually.
It does. It certainly brought back some confidence in investors across the country. Again, having a holistic financial plan with a financial advisor helps navigate these choppy waters. We also have an election coming up, which could have a short-term impact on people's finances. But again, planning and having enough emergency on cash, I can't stress the importance of that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I actually have a friend who was looking to retire at the end of next year, and he says, well, I'm probably going to hang in there a little while longer. So you probably had a lot of people who are, you know, right there, probably maybe within a couple of months of retiring, who have to sort of redo things a bit, haven't you?
I've had a few, but we've done a really good job of planning and prepping. I've had just the opposite stories as well, with people coming in and finding out that they can retire 3-4 years early. And in one couple's case, I mean, tears in their eyes that they were going to be able to do this amongst all the chaos that's going on around them. So,
wow, that's amazing. Well, I know, too, some companies have stopped matching the 401ks temporarily, and
yeah.
That's a pretty big hit, too, because that means a lot to 401k plans.
It does, and it's a pretty big hit. And for those people who are in their 50s, they are depending on that match to help fund and fuel their retirement savings. So it is certainly a pay cut, if not not only now, but a pay cut for the future for them.
Yeah, because that really adds up. Well, I know a lot of people are still anxious, and I know experts like you can guide them through the waters, and it's interesting times, interesting information, but we hope we'll come out the other side. just fine. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time to talk about this today. It's very important to a lot of people.
Well, thank you so much for having me on air.